COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Chewy, what's going on?
Hey, Heidi, for all the parents out there who might need a break from their babies, yo, Katherine Heigl might have the trick for you.
And we've got to talk about Stanley Tucci's bizarre love story.
And Heidi, it is time for another game. And this time it's all about the celebrity class of 1986. Brad is out today, but the rest of the Atlanta crew will join us shortly. Ooh. But first, Heidi, what's up?
All right, this is gonna make all of us feel really old, but can you believe it has been 27 years since Angela Bassett played Tina Turner?
Woo!
27 years.
What?
She had us rolling on the river with her portrayal of Tina Turner in the movie What's Love Got to Do with It. Now, it's pretty hard to believe that Angela would have had a difficult time portraying any character because she's such a great actress, but she revealed that playing Tina Turner was her most difficult job to date. Here's exactly what she said in an interview. Definitely nothing has been as difficult as Tina Turner. Nothing as difficult physically, emotionally, spiritually, vocally. Nothing. Hard to believe, but I mean, the emotional part is believable, but just because of everything that Tina Turner went through.
Well, physically, too.
Those arms.
Angela Bassett was for this role.
And do you remember that scene where Ike Turner slapped her? I remember that was a really intense scene, and it was just draining emotionally. Right. And the crew was even mad at Lawrence Fishburne because he was so intense.
It was so real.
Everyone has their favorite scene, you know, from What's Love Got to Do with It. So what is everybody's favorite scene?
My favorite scene was towards the end, where that's where she realized, I'm getting out of here. And they fought in the car, and she went into the hotel, and she said, I'm Tina Turner. She said, just give me my name. That's all I want from you, and I'm going to make it. And that scene was, like, so empowering to me when she finally left Ike. She said, I just want my name. And that's it. It was
you gave me goosebumps, Sherry.
That was mine too, Sherry. Thanks for stealing it. Now here's a trick that most parents probably haven't thought of that would, help them get a little me time. So former Grey's Anatomy star Katherine Heigl, she sat down with the ladies of The Talk to dish about her new series, Firefly Lane, which I've heard great things about.
Oh, it's amazing.
My wife said she would love it, maybe not me.
Yeah.
But she talked about how her mom life, how it changed when she went from being blonde to being brunette.
Oh, she's brunette
for the actual role.
Yeah, yeah,
She's
always
been blonde.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So at the time, her kids all freaked out because all of her kids know her as blonde.
Mommy,
So, and especially one of her youngest son, Joshua, who's 2 years old, because he didn't even recognize her.
Mm. Oh, no.
Poor baby.
Oh, sweet baby angel.
No, see, Mom, all you have to do is change your hair and you can have a little me time.
You know, I watched a video online of a dad who had one of those big full beards.
Yes.
And his kid, since the kid was born, only knew that. He goes into the bathroom and shaves his beard off and comes in, and the baby just stares at him and just goes, starts crying because it's all they've known is this.
Jeffrey, when he was younger, he would see Octavia Spencer on TV, and he would go and kiss the TV.
Aww.
Whenever he saw Octavia Spencer.
I do that, too. I do the same thing, too. Oh, I do that, too. Yeah. Love you, Octavia.
I'm done with y'all. I'm done with you and Frank today.
Okay, moving on, you guys. This story is a little bit eerie. So Stanley Tucci has a story on how his late wife, Kate Tucci, crossed paths with his current wife, Felicity. And Felicity is sisters with Emily Blunt, yo. They met at the movie premiere of the movie The Devil Wears Prada. Listen to this.
That's where I met Emily.
Right.
And we became friends. And actually, Felicity, Emily's sister, my wife, she and Kate talked at the premiere that night. And I have a photo of them together, which is so odd. And then many years later, I ended up marrying Felicity.
I would never disrespect Stanley Tucci at all because I know he loved his wife. God rest her soul. But do you think he might have looked at that picture and something in his brain was like, you're going to marry that woman one day? Like, it's weird.
I would like to think that if my wife passed away, you guys would hook me up with somebody you know.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Not anybody alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got
not anybody alive, but somebody you know.
I got you,
though. But, Frank, that would be weird. If something happened to your wife, me and you got married. That's weird.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh.
That'd be if something happened to him's wife, we're going to see him on Law & Order.
Sherry's planting seeds.
Yeah. I would never want to walk in on that, but yeah, cool.
Okay, everybody. Look, y'all, it is time to play the Celebrity Yearbook Game.
Ooh, all right.
So here are the rules. And this year, we're looking 35 years back to celebrities that graduated from high school in 1986. So, guys, I'm going to show you a picture of a celebrity back then and give you a partial high school senior quote or superlative.
Okay.
Now, your job is to complete the quote with the right word or superlative out of the possible answers that I give you. All right, you got it?
Yeah, got it.
All right, let's go. So, Chewy, we're going to start with you. Jamie Foxx was named the most A, annoying, B, talented, or C, handsome?
I want to go with B.
The answer is B. It's talented. Absolutely, Chewy.
Oh. All right.
I would have missed that one.
I would have, too.
All right, Heidi. Faith Hill was a triple threat her senior year. She was homecoming queen, most popular, and can you guess her third title? Was it A, senior beauty, B, most likely to succeed, or C, most talented?
I'm going to say most talented, C.
Heidi, I'm sorry. The answer is A, senior beauty.
Of course.
All right, Frank, it's on you. Pressure's on. We are going to switch it up a bit, Frank. Here's Lucy Liu's senior quote that you are going to have to finish. So listen carefully. Ooh. You'll probably make a fool out of yourself by using A, the wrong key, B, the wrong bra, or C, the wrong fork.
I will say C, the wrong fork.
Frank, congratulations. You got it.
Hey!
Nice. I know Lucy Liu.
Nice.
Okay, so the next, everyone can answer and there are no options, all right?
All right.
Cuba Gooding was surprisingly named Class
Clown.
I totally got it.
What?
Chewy, you didn't even answer.
You have an answer, Chewy?
Clown.
Chewy didn't answer. Okay. Wow, Chewy, damn. Okay, Frank, you got it. You are in the lead with 2 points, Frank. Here is the last one, and it is worth 2 bonus points. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, there's no doubt everyone loves Will Ferrell. And in high school, he was voted best...
Best looking.
I'll say best dancer.
Okay. Chewy?
Best comedian?
All right. I'm sorry. Nobody got the points. The answer is best personality.
Okay.
Frank is the winner.
I was voted most likely to win the stupid game on Dish Nation. Wow. Goosebumps. That happened in 1988.
That can't be true.
That was true. It happened in 1988.
Are you kidding me?
Go back and look at my yearbook.
Crazy. What were you most voted as? I'm really curious. What were you most voted as?
I was voted best dancer.
Best dancer?
Really?
No, we weren't.
Really?
Absolutely. Were you? I was a break dancer back in the day.
Yeah, he's popping and locking.
Yeah, I totally was.
The things you find out. Wow, Frank.
He's doing the centipede right now.
Well, congratulations, Frank, because you are the winner of our Celebrity Yearbook.
Good job. Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, coming up, we got Chris Hemsworth. He's going to tell you what he has to do to keep that Thor mind.
Is that your breakdance, Frank? You're going to how you breakdance?
I'm not getting too Thor.
You're going to be Thor if you keep doing that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. heart attack.
Oh, Atlanta's got the story next.
You're a broke dancer.
Oh, I am.
What?
Okay,
just
hear myself.
Look at you,
that's right, ladies.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Woo!
Hey, what's up?
We gotta say hi to Portia, Headcrack, and Gary. Hey, guys. Hey, y'all.
What's up, y'all?
How you doing?
All right, y'all. Well, apparently, when you pump iron all the time, your body gets used to that, okay?
Yeah, that's how it is for Chris Hemsworth.
He explained what happened when he stopped hitting the gym for a while. He said this: my body shuts down when I stop working out. I just don't feel good. I like it for a couple of days, then everything starts to hurt.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, like, you know, your body gets used to you putting in that work every day. When you take time off, not only, like, do you start to, like, get that withdrawal from getting all that good feeling from working out, it's going to be harder to go back in there.
A trainer said, when you work out, your body releases endorphins. I thought he said your body has orgasms. So I was working out trying to get an orgasm. It ain't happened yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That'd be pretty awkward if you had an orgasm on the treadmill. I wouldn't want to be next to you. I don't know what would happen.
No, but Chewy, you ever be in a gym, though, and there'd be them people that be in a gym making noise for no reason? Like, the amount of noise you're making doesn't match the exercise that you're doing? It's like, yo, relax. You're just on the elliptical.
Cycling, I'm telling you, Sherry, cycling really kind of might get you there. I'm not lying. The beat is really? The heat, that seat. You almost had an orgasm cycling, Portia. No, but the rhythm, like, all of it, the heat. You know, everybody in there just moaning like what Headcrack said, like, it's a lot.
She said,
Okay, y'all heard the saying, if you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself, right? Well, well, this is
exactly
what Queen Latifah said. So Queen Latifah stars in the Equalizer reboot. She took hairstyling matters into her own hands during Living Single Days. Latifah said, when I went on television, I started doing my hair so often because I had an album out at the same time. I was doing the show, so my hair was getting done 4 or 5 times a week, getting pressed and pressed. My edges started breaking, and I was like, yo, now you're talking to hip-hop's Queen Latifah, not Khadija. So I was like, I ain't about to lose my edges over no show. So true.
Can you do that, like, 4 or 5 times? Can you get your hair done that many times? It has to damage it, right?
Absolutely. You know, she got different characters. She got a press it in different styles. Black women, any style we do, if you want your edges right, you gotta press them every single time.
Is that why y'all wear wigs? Because y'all hair break off?
Absolutely. Them edges be gone, Gary. That's why we got to glue them back on.
If I didn't have it, I could be using Gorilla Glue, because to keep it down, I could try the Gorilla Glue.
All right, well, y'all know who else's hair broke off back in the day? Ariana Grande. The story isn't about broken hair, it's about broken records. Now, Ariana Grande may have earned tons of MTV Awards, Billboard Awards, and a Grammy, but the Guinness Book of World Records, who gives out tons of record-breaking titles every year, has, believe it or not, presented Ariana with 20 record-breaking titles. And the latest one is the most songs to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, 5 of her songs hit that position straight out the gate. Who would have ever thought?
Yeah, I love her. Ever since she changed her music a little bit, it's more like R&B. It's like R&B pop. Like, she's got, like, a nice beat with everything.
She's got a little soul in there. She's got a little flavor in there.
Really?
Sure.
I ain't seen none.
Does the Guinness Book Award, do they give you anything, or is it just, like, bragging rights?
It's just bragging rights. The amount of, you're in the book. Yeah. You probably get a plaque.
Yeah, I'm like, the value's like, starting to go down by the time you get to 20.
So, like, if you could get a record in the Guinness Book of World Records, what would it be for?
Oh, wow.
Do they have anything sexual in there?
Oh, damn,
They could. They could.
What would it be? High chick queen.
Mine would probably be the best wide receiver in a non-football scene, probably.
Wow.
Up next, Salma Hayek had a dream and then her dream took flight. We will explain after the break. Oh, Gary.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
As if Salma Hayek couldn't get any more intriguing, y'all, I've just learned that she has three dogs and an owl.
Who?
Yeah, I see what you did there, Heidi. That was great.
Heidi, that was good. That was good.
That was great. So after becoming obsessed with owls to the point of dreaming about them, Salma rescued Caring the owl. She actually rescued one, y'all.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Caring has some interesting habits. She flies around Salma's room at night as she sleeps. The owl drinks expensive wine, and it tends to drop off unwanted surprises on Salma's head, including mice. Yikes, yeah.
I think we've all said, you know, over the years that Salma does have some nice hooters.
See, you can make that joke. Frank and
Heidi,
the owl
you can keep going.
I love owls, but I don't know about having one in the room with me at night. I would just be scared all night.
A drunk owl. The owl drinks wine.
Right.
So you want a drunk owl?
That owl gets all drunk and then goes, I'm going to suck on this and find out how many licks it takes. Why not?
How many sips is it taking to the bottom of a glass of wine?
Three.
Bottom of a bottle.
Heidi,
if
I'm in
a room where an owl's flying around the night, I'm in Selma Hayek's bedroom at night. She could have an owl flying around the room and a porcupine in her pants. I'm still blessing Jesus.
Because what's a little prick when it comes to sex with Salma Hayek, huh, Frank?
Hey, that's what she's going to say. According to the World Health Organization,
who
owls is should not drink wine.
Who are you?
Well, moving it along, Basketball Wives star Shawnee O'Neal, she reveals that despite NBA players not having the best reputation as being faithful, and after being cheated on several times by her ex-husband, hey, NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal, Shawnee refuses to block her daughters when it comes to love because she would allow them to date NBA players. That's interesting.
Mm.
Now, Shawnee says, I'm not going to ban them, but I'm not going to encourage it either. But who could tell you who to fall in love with if they choose that route?
Well, here's what I think is smart, because the second you block something, you know, the human mind is like, when you can't have something, you want it even more. So if she did say, absolutely not, they will not be welcome in my home, then the daughter's going to be like, I'm banging all of them. So
yes.
I think you got to say, no,
is that what Kris Jenner said?
No, yeah, sure. Kris Jenner. I don't know if Kris Jenner ever said that, Frank. I thought Kris Jenner was like, welcome one, welcome all.
Right.
Come on. Can you even imagine dating Shaq's daughters?
No, hell no. I would be, he's a sheriff, and I would be intimidated as hell. I love Shawnee. That's my friend.
Yeah.
Sherry, would you let her date comedians?
I wouldn't let my son date a comedian who's a woman because they're bossy. They don't stop talking, and they got a lot of mouth.
Jeffrey Hatch. It has a ring to it.
If you date a female comic, she's always going to talk about the your penis size. Don't do that.
You are prepping him for Tiffany Haddish.
I sure am.
And you know what? He ready. All right, coming up, find out what actress was told she needed bigger boobs in order to make it in Hollywood.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So, Hollywood and Bollywood star Priyanka Chopra Jonas told it all in her memoir, Unfinished. Priyanka said that back in 2000, when she won the Miss World pageant, she wanted to become an actress. Okay, love that. But one of the first directors that she met with made her twirl for him, analyzed her, and suggested that she have plastic surgery to, get this, enhance her breasts, enhance her jawline, and enhance her butt if she wanted to make it in Hollywood. And get this, y'all, her manager was with her, and her manager agreed to everything that the director told Priyanka.
Both those dudes are pigs.
This ain't Build-A-Bear.
Thank you.
If you don't want me, just let me go and get you a big jaw, big booty heifer, okay? Like, this should never go down. Like, only time I can see something like this happen is, like, when you're modeling and a particular designer has a particular cut for its particular body.
I think it's crazy in this day and age. I think that people are a little bit more evolved, and that doesn't happen as much, especially with Me Too. And I would hope that young girls would feel like they do have power to say no. No is a powerful word. And like Portia said, if you don't want to do that, it's a lot of other people that would love on you. You don't have to be changing your whole body around.
Unless you're a stripper.
They
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.